Many local groups would have used this week to raise awareness and inspire action about environmental causes, from climate change to clean water and air to pollution. Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, though attention to it is overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic. WAER's environmental reporter Chris Bolt reports several groups are trying to keep the spirit alive.
Yvonne Chu, with Climate Change Awareness and Action, looks at Earth Day as a time people come together for events and get inspiration for change. With social distancing, the group decided to offer another way to connect. They've arranged films with climate change messages to be accessed online, where she hopes people will discuss and maybe take action. CCAA is also promoting its Carbon Challenge.
And it kind of takes you step by step and instructs you on how you can actually reduce your carbon footprint without feeling overwhelmed with everything. Everybody has kind of a place where they feel comfortable with moving on, because the truth is, it's a lifestyle change. Reducing your carbon footprint is something that you consciously have to continue doing over time, and eventually it'll become part of your regular life.
Information about the challenge and the films is on the Climate Change Awareness and Action website and Facebook. Chu also works for Onondaga Earth Corps, which is recruiting youth for future projects. This week, they're asking them to create art to show their support for Earth Day, which might also inspire others. Chu finds herself on this Earth Day a little conflicted.
As an organizer, I want to be optimistic. As a young person, I'm very pessimistic. I think overall, most people feel pretty pessimistic about a lot of things as youth. It's hard to imagine it being able to reverse everything, but I think there is a full understanding that we could do something, and that's what keeps us going.
The Citizens Climate Lobby's Martha Viglietta is a little more optimistic. The group continues to push for a federal carbon tax, which their research shows would slow the impacts of the climate crisis.
Once the fee is imposed on all fossil fuels, and the fee rises every year, that drives consumers and businesses and investors toward the renewables market. The modeling studies show that emissions of greenhouse gases comes down actually faster than the Paris Accord benchmarks.
They're asking people to pressure Congressmember John Katko to co-sponsor the carbon tax bill. Both Viglietta and Chu know the community's attention is on the COVID-19 pandemic, but maybe within the current crisis is a message.
The coronavirus is certainly a crisis for us, but we will come out the other side. And climate change problems will still be there. I think we can learn lessons from the corona crisis about preparedness and early action, because when you're facing some big problem, getting prepared and taking early action is certainly a lot better than trying to play catch up later when the effects have gotten worse.
Citizens Climate Lobby is holding an Earth Day virtual event featuring perspective on the issue and suggested actions. Viglietta's Earth Day message is that there are solutions that just require people's will and the political will to enact. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.